Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back. Whiter Shade of Pale is the name of that song. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. And she's helping us understand the landscape, the social media landscape out there. And so we've been talking about Microsoft and LinkedIn and Facebook and all kinds of stuff like that. Now we're going to talk about something that I have a confession, Kathy.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know absolutely nothing about Instagram. How many baby boomers would have to confess to that?
You know, it all depends on your business and who you're trying to reach. So, you know, Instagram's kind of like Pinterest, okay? It's a very image-driven, a lot of pictures, you know, and that's really what it started as, you know, a picture-sharing type of thing with a couple of captions. And then, of course, you know, Facebook bought them.
Yeah.
So now Facebook says, okay, we have to make more money off of Instagram. Let's create Instagram for business. Let's make business profiles and then give them insights, like, you know, the analytics of who's looking at our stuff. And let's be able to do the ads more effectively to promote it right within the app.
Why would I go to Instagram?
If your audience is there.
No. Why would I go there as an audience member? I have a confession. I've never been to the website. What would be the attraction for me?
The attraction is it's very visual and it has a younger audience, and a lot of the younger
people explains a lot.
Strictly use Instagram and do not use Facebook. Okay, a lot of them left Facebook and strictly used Instagram.
So if my kids knew I went to Instagram, they'd go find something else. Is that what you're saying?
They might. You know, but it's a very...
So Grandma and Aunt Sue have run the kids out of Facebook, haven't they?
A lot of them have. Yes, they have. Yep. And so, but Facebook's saying, okay, let's figure out how do we make Instagram make us more money? And they just launched, and it's coming this year. It'll roll out over the coming months, and then by the end of the year, everybody will have this capability to do a business profile. You remember, even LinkedIn just added business profiles, you know, after the fact, because they didn't want to be identified just as a resume service. Well, Instagram had been just, you know, a sharing photo service originally. And, you know, it lets people just say, this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm at. You know, it's just quick.
So business profile. So would this be where a company would say, if they maybe a construction company or something like that, and they just finished a job, maybe a painting company or whatever, or a landscaping company. They just finished a job.
A restaurant or whatever.
And they would say, would say to their customer, "Would you mind if I put your lawn up on my Instagram site?"
Yeah,
and
the
customer would say
no
yes.
Different than anything.
They put it up there, and then people would be able to go on Instagram and see your work.
And actually, Instagram is a very fast-paced type of environment. So you're going to be the reason for the business profile is so that the customer can easily call you, text you, or email with a tap of a contact button and get directions right in Instagram.
I use Google Images a lot.
Yep.
Is some of that pulled from Instagram?
You know, I'm not sure where Google pulls everything from, but it could. I mean, they pull images from all over the web.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big thing is it's going to be easier within Instagram for businesses to be to utilize their service for their ads. In the past, it's like my when I'm running Facebook ads, I can run them by clicking a button and saying, I want them to show up over in Instagram. But if I was over in Instagram and not in Facebook doing that, I didn't have that same flexibility. Now I'm able to promote right. with, you know.
So now I got another online platform, social media platform to deal with.
Yes.
Right?
It's been around. It's
I know,
now,
but now I got this other one. That's the reason why I have to have Kathy to help us sort it out, folks. KathyPerry.com. Get her to help you. She will. Hey, Kathy, good report today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. KathyPerry.com. Don't forget to check out her website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.